This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, Amazon's shareholders are set to vote on how the company interviews candidates for its board. The so-called Rooney Rule originated in 2003 when the National Football League began forcing teams to interview at least one minority candidate for top jobs. Now, other industries have adopted variations of this. From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
A criticism of the Rooney Rule, its effect wanes over time, and interviewing one candidate doesn't equate to a hire. That's what happened in the NFL, and that's why Karen Ulrich-Stacey's group, Diversity Lab, came up with an alternative, the Mansfield Rule. 30% of candidates need to be female or diverse. But she says even talking about diversity at the highest levels is a great first step.
I think in some instances, it's worth it to just try something.
That conversation can help companies and their boards think differently about candidates. Lyft, Uber, and Pinterest have adopted the Rooney Rule. Darren Rosenblum, a law professor at Pace University, says the rules could go further and points to European policies.
The French rule and the Norwegian rule require 40% as a floor for corporate boards, and firms that violate that will not have their decisions respected.
And research shows companies with more diverse boards are more profitable. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.